And to follow up on that and what's going on with it is the Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade for this province we're in right now, Vic Fedeli. Good morning, Vic.
Good morning, Lauren. Great to chat with you. Morning, Ted.
Hello.
Ted's quite excited. That's the first time a guest has acknowledged his presence.
Shucks.
He's all blushing and everything. Well, Minister, this has just been terrible for everybody. However, if we can look at some silver linings or bright sides or whatever, you and your community up in North Bay, us here in the Quinte region, we have been able to see not only communities come together in ways we've never seen before, but also manufacturers and businesses, and the Ontario Together initiative is a shining example of that.
Absolutely, and your very own Minister Todd Smith, MPP, sits in our cabinet table and was very vocal about pushing hard for Ontario Together. It is a web portal where people can bring their ideas first. We've had 16,700 submissions to it now, and we've had 3,700 companies offer to retool their plants. And we've seen great successes on a bigger scale first. You know, companies like Ford in Windsor are now making face shields. The big auto parts manufacturers like Magna and Linamar and Martin Rea, they're making components now for ventilators, and we've ordered 10,000 ventilators. The other large auto parts maker, Woodbridge, is making a level 3 surgical mask. They're making a million of them a week. Premier Ford picked up the first box off their assembly line on the weekend and delivered it to a hospital. So those are flowing now. And I can tell you, Lauren, the first call I made was to Canada Goose. I had, as minister, just toured their plant north of Toronto, the northern end of Toronto, before COVID-19 broke out. And, you know, I called their president and said, you know, what do you think about making other products? And now they're making 700,000 gowns. So this has really been inspirational, even on a local level in Belleville.
You know, when you were talking to the president of Canada Goose, did you tell him that the gowns can't be $700?
only you. I love it.
But the thing is, that's good, is that this is a company that's been successful worldwide. Yeah. That is saying, hey, listen, we're not going to be selling a ton of jackets right now, but we can do this. We can give back. These companies are obviously they're getting paid for these products. They're not donating them, but they are making that change. And for a company to retool today is much different than it was to retool during the war effort of World War II. The technology is so much different. It's a big thing for companies to do this.
Yeah. So, you know, we're grateful to Canada Goose. They're one of the first that stepped up. And in Belleville, you've got Impacto. I mean, what a great opportunity that Eric Leighton jumped into in making, retooling their shop to make face masks. I mean, you know, that's an exciting long-term business in Belleville that, as you well know, Lauren, has converted to that. Kinsip, you know, making sanitizer. We've seen company after company, community after community, just jump right in. I got a local story here from my own area in the North Bay where I live. A guy that I've met a couple of times is MPP, Alexander Neck. He's an immigrant from Germany, been here 12 years. He called me the other day. He heard me on the radio somewhere talking about, you know, Ford making 100,000 face shields. And he said, you know, Vic, I want to give back too. I have a laser cutter here. Myself and my three daughters sit in the dining room table, and we've been making face shields. We've made almost 1,000 face shields. And he said, us little guys will help out until the big guys are ready to deliver. And I thought, wow, he's just absolutely captured the spirit of Ontario.
Well, and it's such an interesting thing as well, because as you know, certainly in your role as past mayor, but also in your role as minister and interim premier and everything, that small business and these small people like your friend, they're the ones that keep everybody going. They're the ones that hire and employ the majority of people in this province. So it goes without saying that they're the first to step up for this kind of stuff.
Absolutely. You know, we've just seen it. I could tell you stories all day, city after city after city. It really warms your heart to hear these stories. On a bigger scale now, we're putting $50 million into that Ontario Together Fund. And this is to help companies make PPE, personal protective equipment, on a permanent basis now in Ontario. You know, Premier Ford has said, never again, we're not going to get caught short again, having to be beholding to people around the world thinking about either price gouging or holding back our product. We want to start making these things in Ontario the way we used to. And we just weren't making the PPE to the great scale that we should be. And so we've got $50 million to help companies retool or buy new equipment. So we're excited for them to go on Ontario Together website and give us their ideas and let us start working with them to make this a permanent, huge growth potential once we get out of COVID-19.
Yeah, and wonderful. And maybe some of these companies will then export instead of us having to import, right? And then those jobs are here, which is a great thing for us.
Yep, absolutely.
You are the Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade. And as we know, Minister, this economy is... Well, question mark, question mark, question mark. The hospitality restaurant industry may be decimated after this. We don't know yet. The feds are hopefully going to come out with packages that are specifically designed for organizations like them. We know in our area here, tourism, hospitality is a massive thing. You've toured around. You know about the Quinte region in Prince Edward County. You know, you will be... the spotlight will be on you. I'm sure you've thought about this when this kind of goes away. And what kind of things are you thinking about to get your ministry going to help do what your title is, economic development, job creation, and trade? It's all going to be extremely relevant and hugely vital to this province when this pandemic dissipates.
Well, luckily, we were positioning Ontario in such a great way. We're going to see huge changes. But just think about before COVID-19, we've seen the business community take all the changes that we had made and all the regulations that we had removed, and we've seen them create 300,000 jobs in Ontario before COVID-19. In fact, just before COVID-19, our biggest problem in Ontario was trying to find workers to fill the empty 250,000 jobs. So we've done it once. We did it before because of the plan that we put in place. And now our plan will ensure that we have this robust economy that takes all the people of Ontario into account. So think about, I'm operating my ministry now in Corbeil, Ontario, my home, with three Blackberries, a desktop printer, a desktop computer, a laptop computer, and a color printer. That is my ministry is being operated. And from Corbeil, Ontario. So just think how all the video conferencing that we're doing, talking to our stakeholders, what I'm trying to say, Lauren, is we're leapfrogging a generation of where we probably knew we were getting to in terms of teleconferencing and video conferencing, but we were slow to get there because it's, you know, we're in our offices and we're with our coworkers. What I'm saying is we are going to need this huge infrastructure built. That's where jobs are going to come in, creating the network, creating the broadband. You know, we've got 375,000 people in the IT sector right now, 22,000 companies in Ontario. We're the number two IT cluster in North America after Silicon Valley. We're at the leading edge of this thing. This is where we're going to take off and create jobs as well.
Well, and I can see maybe if some of that hospitality business closes, I can see your minister in colleges and universities and you come together to offer training and education and things like that. And so if we have to, we can kind of pivot a little bit and get some people into the places where there are jobs. So there's a whole bunch of smart people working to try to make this province continue forward, isn't there?
Well, think about it. We've got the best workers in the world. You know, look over at the Toyota plant in Cambridge. I mean, they were, J.D. Power listed them as Cambridge and Woodbridge, Woodstock. The number one auto plant in the world is right here in Ontario. We know how to make things. We're the best workers in the world, and we're always going to fight for them. And we really see an opportunity here, whether it's in PPE, to be making that for Ontario, for Canada, and for, as you said, for export. That's what the premier wants. We're going to start making more and exporting more. And so that's going to be a huge part of our job. We've already got our people, a part of our team on that right now. A big part are looking at PPE and going through the applications that we have. But think of all the other things. We really didn't make a lot of pharmaceuticals in Ontario anymore. We, you know, like everybody else, especially in the States, they shipped them off to somewhere in Asia because it was a little bit cheaper. Those days are gone. We need to be more self-reliant here in Ontario. So that's where we really see another resurgence as well. All the things that we stopped making here because it was convenient or cheaper somewhere else.
Well, over 14 million people in this province. We are, as you know, the economic furnace of this country. And I think you're exactly right. With our position in the middle of North America, essentially, and our incredible workforce, we can be that powerhouse. We should be that powerhouse. And hopefully, when we look back at this in a few years, we are that powerhouse. Vic, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.